to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Each application shall be announced. The director will provide council with a copy of the minutes from the planning and zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made a part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning and zoning hearing. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present testimony supporting their application. Council may request the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their case, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. Any persons who are present and oppose the applications will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition. After opposition statements are made, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open. If you intend to speak, please come to the front to the speaker stand and state your name and address. And if you speak for an organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank and it will become part of the record. You are not required to read your written statement. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not do anything that distracts from these proceedings. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. The applicant or their representative will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. At the conclusion of the hearing on the application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And Mr. Lank, could we have first hearing?
Yes, thank you. First application is change of zone number 1670. It's the application of Nantego Properties, LLC. It's an application to amend comprehensive zoning map from a MRRPC, medium density residential district, residential planned community, to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, for land lying southeast to Route 24, approximately 2,500 feet westerly of Route 5 and Road 297, also known as Oak Orchard Road, to be located on 19.541 acres, more or less. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on March 25th of 2010. Before the council this afternoon, they have been provided with an exhibit booklet. It's a three-ring binder containing documents and information related to the application. Just prior to the meeting this afternoon, we also received a copy of a proposed zoning area on a map and a site plan showing the commercial activities in the general area. They are also now part of the record. As I stated, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on March 25th, 2010. The commission received the same exhibit booklet. We received comments from the Sussex Conservation District, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Mark Handler was present and is a principal of Nantego Properties, LLC. Was present with Dennis Schrader, attorney with Wilson, Halbrook & Byard Professional Association. Scott Aja, professional engineer with McCrone Incorporated. And DJ Hughes, professional engineer with Davis, Bowen & Friedel Incorporated. They all gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application during the public hearing. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application and did defer action for further consideration and has yet to make a recommendation on this application. I've received no additional comments in writing from either agency or individual to date since that public hearing. That's all I have unless you have questions.
Are we looking for anything in particular when they deferred, Mr. Lank?
No, they deferred action for just further consideration.
Okay. Thank you.
Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Vincent. Good afternoon, members of council. My name is Dennis Schrader. I'm the attorney for Nantego Properties LLC, which is the applicant on change of zone application number 1670. I have with me Mr. Randy Mitchell, who is a principal of the Nantego Properties LLC. I also have with me Scott Asia from McCrone and DJ Hughes from Davis, Bowen, and Friedel, who will describe some of the technical issues that are associated with this particular application. In short, let me summarize for you what this particular application is about. And I draw your attention to this particular board over here. There are copies of this that I'll have available for you when we conclude the hearing process today. And some of this is in your books. And one second, it's in the blue that's going to come now. This is the way the site is currently existing as far as zoning is concerned. This is Route 24, the John J. Williams Highway. This site right here is Zone C1 and CR1. This site right here is the Nantego MRRPC, and this is the way all of this currently exists as zoning goes. What we're looking to do today is to show you a proposed plan that would take this area right here, which is in excess of 3 acres, and make for an interconnected road into other commercially approved sites that are adjacent to Route 24 and rezone this to CR1. That will result in the Nantego MRRPC being reduced from 373 dwelling units to 299 dwelling units. Whatever takes place, assuming that this process is successful, all of these things will require us to come back to the Planning Commission for site plan review, both as to the MRRPC and as to the CR1 district. The total rezoning that we seek today is 19 acres plus. It's 15.73 for the one gray shaded area that's adjacent to Route 24 and 3.68 acres for the service road. Currently, this property is used for agricultural purposes, and if approved, it would be used for general retail, restaurant, bank type uses, except for the service road, which would be the service road that was requested by DLDOT. We have provided you with exhibit books that contains all of the various things that would be helpful to you in rendering a decision. I would draw your attention first to Figure 1, which is one of the separate plats that we gave you, which shows you the existing zoning classifications. I would also draw your attention to the proposed site plan that is contained in Figure 4, which will give you some idea about the layout of the CR area. There is also contained in here the results of our activities with the Delaware Department of Transportation, with Sussex County Engineering Department on the Oak Orchard expansion of their sanitary sewer district, and water, of course, will be provided by Tidewater Utilities. There are no delineated wetlands on this site. Any roadways that would be required on this site would be internal service roads and would be private in nature. All of the necessary reports, including a PLUS report, are contained in this book for you. And at this point, I will turn the process over to Mr. Asia, who will give you a brief overview of the engineering side of this application. Mr. Asia?
Thank you, Mr. Schrader. My name is Scott Asia. I'm a professional engineer licensed in the state of Delaware, and principal behind putting this together from a civil engineering perspective. As far as a couple of the technical items I wanted to go over with you are the, again, I wanted to remind you, it's 19.54 acres that we're talking about as far as having that rezoned. The rest of the MRRPC is as shown on the existing conditions, which is the lower one. As far as property owners, Norwood and Davis own the parcels currently. Those parcels are part of that MRRPC. I'd like to turn your attention to figure four that's in the book, and just quickly let you know that the plan that is shown, the site layout for the CR1 that's shown there, we meet all the requirements as far as setbacks are concerned, and we, in addition to that, we provide buffers, landscape buffers, anywhere from 30 feet on the side up to 50 feet to the rear to the rest of the MRRPC. So we are planning on landscaping and providing the buffers in those areas. In addition, along the front is a 60-foot setback, and that is after the right-of-way gets widened 15 feet, and in addition to that, there's a 15-foot multi-purpose path in there for walking and riding. So that runs along the frontage of Route 24. We've obviously been to Plus several times, and Plus continues to give us encouragement in regard to the project. The latest thing that we received from them was actually through DelDOT, and DJ Hughes will talk a little bit about that, but providing a connection to Oak Orchard Road so all the people that live in Oak Orchard don't have to travel out on the highway to get to the commercial services that are provided here. Other things, environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone, we are in compliance with that. We have addressed those items. Briefly, I just wanted to mention a few of those things. First of all, our pollution control strategy for the site will include a series of best management practices. Those will be grass swales, basins, wet ponds, and some bioretention type devices in there. We will meet the TMDs of total maximum daily loads, reduction of 40%. So we're taking that into account. As far as the sewer is concerned, we are in the sanitary district, so we're set there, and water TUI is taking care of that. I think with that, I will pass this on to Mr. E.J. Hughes and let him fill you in a little bit more from the DelDOT perspective.
Thank you, Scott. My name is E.J. Hughes. I'm a professional engineer specializing in traffic with Davis Bowen and Friedel Incorporated. And I'm a University of Delaware graduate as well. For DelDOT, they had, which Scott touched on, an interconnectivity request from us. And what that is would basically carry the traffic over to Oak Orchard Road and would allow residents to travel between Oak Orchard Road through Riverside Plaza. Their access comes out just southeast of the Boys and Girls Club. So it would allow all the patrons of the commercial shopping area to traverse between the two developments and between Oak Orchard Road without impacting Route 24. So we actually had to redesign the site a little bit to do that, but we did that at DelDOT's request, and that will be an improvement for the area. We also did a TIS that was done by us and submitted and reviewed by DelDOT, identifying any necessary improvements. And that TIS addressed the effect of the rezoning from the MRRPC to the CR1. And basically, we received all the recommendations from DelDOT, and we agreed to do them. And there was a couple things in the DelDOT TIS letter that I just wanted to point out that they commented based on the land use that it is. As proposed, the development is generally complies with the policy stated in 2004 update of the Livable Delaware Plan, and they also referred to the county comp plan stating that the proposed development appears to be compatible with the Sussex County comp plan. And just a note, A little bit about the interconnection. We did have to add some land to the commercial rezoning, but that land did not affect the amount of commercial. It was just simply to allow that interconnection to happen between the two developments, and so the traffic could flow smoothly between Oak Orchard Road and the site entrance. Other than that, basically the commercial services that are proposed would allow area residents that are currently using commercial services in other areas, whether it be Long Neck, Millsboro, or even as far as Route 1, to stay more self-contained and use the commercial services in actually in the Oak Orchard area. And in conjunction with the interconnection, it would keep traffic off of Route 24 for anybody coming out of the Oak Orchard area. And I believe that's it from the traffic end, and I'll turn it back over to Dennis.
I'd like to point out one other document that was received into the record at the time of the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing. As many of you may know, this application was scheduled to be heard in February and March, but as a result of the snowstorms, we were postponed and re-advertised in order to get here when we did get here. But back in February, at the end of January, early February, there was a letter submitted to the record from KLNB Retail, which is a commercial real estate agency which specializes in mall-type situations. Without getting into the entire detail of that particular letter and their qualifications, all of which are part of your record, the statement that's made by KLNB that's relevant to this is that although the supermarket needs in the corridor are satisfied, we continue to see the potential need for additional discount department stores, junior anchor tenants, and home improvement stores, along with a prudent amount of satellite and restaurant space. And based upon that comment and the contents of their letter, there is a showing of some need for this particular project. If you look at one of the exhibits that we have, which is a color, in fact, Mr. Phillips is looking at it right now, and that's the color overlay of the aerial photo of this particular site. You can see that there are a significant number of commercial activities between this site, the intersection where the Indian Museum is. There's a Royal Farm store and some other activities all in this area as this begins to develop as a crossroads commercial facility to serve the various households that are existing or have been approved in this particular area. In summary, I'd like to point out to you that this matter has been submitted to PLUS for review. There was no objection to this activity. We have water from Tidewater Utilities. We have sewer being provided by the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District expansion, and we have entered into agreements with the County Engineering Department to contribute our proportionate share of the costs and expenses that are associated with this project and the other projects in the area. We're adjacent to highway commercial areas as defined in your comprehensive plan. This project, if approved, will result in a reduction in the number of housing units in the RPC from 373 to 299 dwelling units. Their service road will, as was requested by DLDOT, have the positive benefit on the Route 24 corridor of having all of the activities between the various commercial activities at Indian Mission Road to the farthest point of our project serviced by an interior service road rather than being into general traffic on Route 24. And that would conclude the comments that I have on behalf of the application. And we're all available to answer any potential questions you may have.
Just curious, I'm sure there's going to be an opening between that proposed rezoning and the community. There'll be access, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. If you'll permit me, it's difficult to see, mm-hmm. but right here, there's an entrance road.
It goes straight through?
It goes straight through, and the way it was designed is it's a four-lane highway with an island in it, and it will, I shouldn't say highway, but a four-lane entrance road that will go back and allow for a left-hand turn towards the other commercial facilities, or any alternative for those persons that live in the Nantego RPC, they can go straight through, but it would be one entrance for the RPC in this mm-hmm. application.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mr. Schrader, are in the environmentally sensitive developing district, and you're supposed to show environmental you know, be environmentally sensitive. Could you have somebody explain to me
Mr.
how this project in the site plan that you've proposed is environmentally sensitive?
Mr. Asia alluded to that. There is a document that articulates that in your book, and I'll have Mr. Asia get back up and answer your question.
Well, just somebody tell me what, point out some of the unique features here or some of the highlights of how we're protecting the environment with this proposed layout.
Mr. Cole will be glad to answer that.
All right. I know it's got water and I know it's got sewer. Beyond that.
Really, it's a storm drainage network. If you just want to pick on storm drainage for a minute, we're going to be tiering the storm drain elements that are in there for treatment, which will continue to remove more of the nutrients and sediments as it goes through the system. We also have an outfall. We already have an easement that goes all the way to tidewater, so it doesn't go, so there's no other property impacted that's unknown about at this point.
Mm-hmm.
That's with the Jackson family. That easement agreement is under contract or in place. As far as the borders are concerned around the project, we have planned to put, again, landscaping in addition to what was anything that's required. Actually, in some areas, it's really not required too much, even internally. One of the other things in that landscaping is anywhere from 30 to 50 foot in width minimum. As you'll see, there's a lot of open space. And this one particular area, we're reserving the woods that are there.
No, wait, I'm talking about just your changes and not the subdivision. Right. I remember that we actually, I think, asked you to shift things around to protect that area.
Yes, we
right.
did.
But get back to your application today, which just shows one big parking lot and two big buildings and a little strip
application
around.
Today?
Yeah, that's
well,
the one.
The other, some of the other things that are in the development zone, of course, are the networking or being able to traverse the site and be able for the residents, whether it's walkways and bicycle racks, that type of thing.
Okay.
They are in there. There's a, you'll see this roundabout. If you come into the site, the four lane, the roundabout, well, all along these roads, of course, we've got sidewalks. And also, we have interconnecting pathways into the commercial areas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but there's nothing on the site where the commercial change of zone is that's really exceptionally that you've gone beyond the call of duty or
just connecting the just, residential with the
okay.
commercial.
Okay.
The real thing there are some of the buffers and then the multi.
What's required by code, Lawrence, on buffers and stuff like that in their CR1 zone?
Well, the majority of it's a. Depending on the size of the improvements, you get additional requirements if it's considered big box.
Are, we're looking at what they're, it's conceptual, I know, because
it's conceptual.
Changed.
It's got to be reviewed through public hearing.
Yeah.
But is it most of your stormwater on the RPC section?
The stormwater, right. All the drainage goes from the front of the site at 24 towards the rear of the site. That's the current drainage pattern today and will remain the drainage pattern.
Okay.
And
what they proposed, I guess, I mean, they may have to expand the stormwater because the larger parking lot's going to require different engineering, right, of those stormwater features.
Well, those
you
are actually...
Have you been approved for anything?
We have not, but those have actually been sized appropriately. If during the review process, say, any of the agencies want to change the sizing or change any environmental work, we have room to do that.
So there hasn't really been much done back in the RPC right now, right?
Well, just other than the initial work that was done to size when this application originally came about a couple of years ago, we right. did size everything to handle the commercial at that time. As far
any,
as the size
any,
of the
any
ponds.
Units, have any units things. Been built or and how many?
None.
Right, right.
No,
basically paper projects. Still,
I did want to answer.
Do they are they under any time frame that they made?
Not yet.
Okay. Mr. Cole, I did want to bring to your attention because we were around when the original application took place.
If you may recall, as originally conceived, there was a potential for a private wastewater treatment plant that would be located in this area, and portions of this would have been a stormwater management pond. If this application is approved, and in the absence of that private wastewater treatment plant, now that we're under contract to go with the county, there are a lot of things that are going to change and shift around with the Jackson drainage running off in that direction from there. The stormwater management may be different, and obviously with the absence of the wastewater treatment plant, the RPC will look different. And then lastly, by removing...
So you're gonna actually modify the arrangement of the buildings?
Now? Absolutely, yes.
Does it have to come back?
No, it goes back to the Planning Commission as a site plan.
Okay, remember, Lawrence, I remember that, you know, we were trying to, we required them to shift away from that patch of trees or something, wasn't it?
And that still remains a condition of that RPC, Mr.
Okay,
Cohen.
Okay, that's because I didn't want to come back and all of a sudden find that.
No, the conditions of the original RPC would still remain in effect, and you're right. There is that area where there was some issues about the environmental content of the soil. The last point I wanted to make with you, Mr. Cole, is that by removing the number of structures from 373 down to 299 and the parking that's associated with that and the drives that are associated with that, I'm just guessing, but I'll bet you there is some close proximity between the parking lot that's going in and what comes out by way of impervious surface. But there is a bit of a trade-off there. It may not be one-to-one, but there will be some trade made there.
All right.
So it's going to look different. And the conditions that you imposed the first time on the RPC will remain in effect.
Okay. And you say, Lawrence, that they are not yet in a situation where this could be voided?
Not yet. They got the original approval in...
We're 2 or 3 years out.
Yeah, you're...
How many years do we...
Well, typically, if an RPC doesn't say like a subdivision does.
Right.
So when they get RPC approved, we look at it 5 years, and we don't feel that they're substantially underway with permits and in the process of being substantially started, then we take it to the commission. The staff takes it to the commission. The commission says it's void. It's void.
Okay.
And we've done...
Because I suspect
10 projects we've actually voided after the 5 years.
I suspect part of the reason you're doing this is possibly the change in the economy. There's probably not as much desire for townhouses mm-hmm. anymore.
It's a different world, Mr. Cole, than it was when all of this was first, when the first applications were made for the original grant of the conditional, or for the commercial and the RPC. It was a different world than we live in now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, question. You said there was a wastewater treatment plant that was proposed in that area up above that area. What's the name of that plant?
It would have been a self-contained plant for the Nintego project.
Oh, for
it was not
okay.
A part of the...
Because the sewer wasn't there.
It was not a part...
Okay, I understand now.
And by way of just a little more background information, Ms. Deaver, the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District for a great number of years was proposed for expansion. Mm-hmm. There was Captain's Grant, Mr. Cole, I think, was the project that kept opposing expansion of the Oak Orchard District, and ultimately it got expanded while we were in the process of getting that plan. So we agreed to come into the district rather than build another wastewater treatment plant in the environmental area.
That's good. Okay. If you're thinking of serving the community, why didn't you look at B1 for this piece of property?
I think that the options that are available for the successful development of this property are better served by a CR1. It's adjacent to two tracts of land that are already zoned C1 or CR1.
But this abuts the community directly, while the other ones do.
Well,
too,
it's not only just the Nintego community. It will be all of the Oak Orchard, but mm-hmm. that particular area.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's more of a neighborhood business zoning, B1.
Well, B1's more a neighborhood, and I think that there are potentials in B1 that are... But may not have the same success rate that, as was pointed out by KNLB. There are other things that might go in there that will better serve the community.
No restaurants in B1?
Can.
Thought you could. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you're talking about hardware stores and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
then you need to get a little bigger.
Any other questions from council? If not, Mr. Schrader, do you have anyone else to speak?
No, sir.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Seeing none, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition of this application? Again, is there anyone like to speak in opposition? Seeing none, at this point, Mr. Chairman, I think it's appropriate to close the public hearing and close the record may be appropriate.
I got one more, maybe one more. Do you have one, Mike? Okay, no. Our engineering department commented on this. Are you familiar at all with it?
Yeah.
You are. You made some comments. Come on down, I guess. We better get you on the record here.
Come on.
Before we quit, I just want to make sure it's clear that we all understand.
John Ashman, Sussex County Engineering Department.
Right, they had capacity originally for the original project.
Yeah, and I think our comments were that if it did not exceed what we had originally agreed with, we were okay with the project.
And CR1 basically does permit a residential development of 4 units to the acre, which would still be what they had there originally, right, that they're supposedly eliminating. But as they come in with these commercial buildings, you will then address them through your commercial formulas, right?
That plus they are actually responsible for the pump station site for this area and the force main connecting it.
Right.
So we'll deal with it through that.
So in other words, you're not going to be caught where they could exceed what the engineering department has
correct.
Designed for that, right?
We do not feel that they can because we're going to size the regional pump station taking in what they have proposed to us plus the surrounding area.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
anything else from council?
No.
Need a motion to close public hearing?
You got it.
Second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Make opposed? A motion we defer.
Yes.
Okay. Have a motion to defer.
Second.
And a second. Any questions on the motion? Mrs. Deed.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Holt. Yes.
Holt. Yes. Deferred. Thank you.
Mr. Lang,
yes,
RC Carpets.
Next item is change of zone number 1671, the application of RC Carpets to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County. Land lying southeast of Route 24, 1,250 feet south of Route 23, also known as Long Neck Road, and to be located on 13,500 square feet, more or less. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on March 25th. And we heard comments from Sussex Conservation District, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, Chris Cheeseman of RC Carpets was present with David Hutt, attorney with Wilson, Howbrook, and Byard, and gave testimony. Information found there were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. We did receive one letter expressing concerns about the request for rezoning from Preston Dyer on behalf of Bayshore Plaza 2 LLC. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Johnson stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of change zone 1671 for RC Carpets based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is surrounded by existing commercially zoned properties with substantial commercial uses on them. This rezoning will make all the zoning in the area consistent. Two, the site is located in a development district according to the comprehensive land use plan. Three, the rezoning will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or the community. Since the property currently is the subject of a conditional use for carpet sales, there will not be any significant change in traffic due to the rezoning. Four, the site is located within a county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer district. And five, the rezoning is consistent with the purpose of the CR1 commercial residential zoning classification. The motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. I received no comments from any agency or individual to date on this application since the commission's public hearing. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Any questions?
Has this right-of-way problem or disagreement or between the applicants and Mr. Dyer, has that been resolved, Mr.?
I think that'll be answered by the applicant in the presentation.
Okay, fine, thank you.
Are there any other questions? If not, Mr. Hutt?
Good afternoon. My name is David Hutt, a local attorney. I'm representing here today Chris and Sherry Cheeseman, who are sitting here on the front row. This is change of zone application number 1671. As was indicated in Mr. Lank's comments, this is an application for a change of zone for 13,500 square feet of land in Indian River 100, located along Route 24, not all that far away from the area you were just talking about a few moments ago in the prior application. It's probably not necessary, but to help orient the council to the location of the property, it's located near the new McDonald's in the Long Neck area and in front of the commercial development that has the Supergiant grocery store right there on Route 24. The current zoning of this property is AR1. The request, as indicated in the application and commented on by Mr. Lank, is to change it to CR1. While it is currently zoned AR1, as was indicated, it is subject to a conditional use, number 1435, adopted by the council in January of 2002. The conditional use that was adopted at that time by the council expressly limited the use of the property to retail sales for floor coverings, wallpaper, and related support items. As you know, the Long Neck area has seen significant growth in both residential and commercial uses since the conditional use was granted for that site. Of course, one of those commercial uses is RC Carpets, the store that currently exists on the site. And obviously all the new surrounding commercial development around it. At this time, I'd like to ask Mr. Cheeseman a few questions. If you could begin by introducing yourself to the council.
Good afternoon, council. My name is Chris Cheeseman.
Mr. Cheeseman, how long have you owned the property, the 13,500 square foot property we're talking about today?
I believe we purchased the property in 98.
And what was on the property when you purchased it?
It was a wooded lot with an old dilapidated house on it.
And what surrounded the property when you purchased it?
At that time, it was all woods.
And when did you decide to relocate your business to that area?
I believe it was around 2000, 2001, we started the process.
Was it originally your process to apply for a conditional use, what was eventually granted, or did you want to apply for something else?
Well, in the beginning, we wanted a zoning rather than conditional use, but at that time, they weren't, to the best of my knowledge, awarding any C1 in that area.
And so you applied for a conditional use, which was granted?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And as part of your development of the site after the conditional use was granted, what steps did you take?
Well, I went through the whole process with DenRec, soil conservation, DelDOT. I'm not sure of all the different entities I went through, but I took it step by step with help from everybody I met.
And what surrounds your property?
I think it's called Bay Shopping Center. Right here in this booklet, it's got a picture. Right here. It'll show you how I'm surrounded if you guys don't have one. That's me where the arrow points. It's a little square. Right there.
Little guy.
Council has a copy.
Oh, you guys have one. Okay.
That's Exhibit 2A in the exhibit booklet that was distributed to council. There was a comment from Ms. Deaver. There is a letter from Mr. Dyer, who I believe is the owner of the commercial area that surrounds it, about concerns regarding the impact of traffic. I think you answered this question already, but did you get approval from DelDOT when you constructed your store at this site?
Absolutely. We had Meridian designed our entrance. It was approved by DelDOT, the council.
Mr. Dyer also indicated a concern regarding stormwater management. Did you approach Sussex Conservation District in a change necessary, or take a plan to them, which was approved by them for this site?
Yes. Back then, the sewer wasn't in yet, and there was a couple things that had to be addressed that held us up with sewer and stuff. But at the end, we were waived any type of pond system or anything like that.
And as you indicated, there is central water and sewer that exists at the site now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I believe Ms. Deaver's concern that she indicated a few moments ago was that Mr. Dyer's letter also indicates a concern regarding entranceway combination or right-of-way. Did Mr. Dyer approach you or try to work with you regarding the entranceway?
Not to my recollection. We had mentioned to them at one time of possibly egressing off in our entrance so we wouldn't have two entrances on the road, but they didn't want to hear it.
And as I recall from your testimony, you indicated that when you began to develop your site, it was surrounded by woods, so I would take that to mean that your commercial structure was the first one along that stretch of Route 24?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Why are you seeking a change of zone at this time, if you could explain that to the council?
My biggest reason is money. I 4 years ago, I was ready to almost retire. In 4 years, I've eaten up all my stocks, my money, 401k. Health insurance is running me $6,000 every 3 months, and I can't borrow money. You know, if you're not C1, the banks really don't want to cooperate. And in order to get any of the stimulus money, you got to be C1. You can't, you know, to the best of my knowledge, you can't borrow against conditional use. So I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a hard spot. I'm at the end of my rope.
And in addition to lending restrictions which exist for conditional uses, commercial uses on a conditional use application, are there any other uses which you have in mind for this site?
Yeah, we've given a lot of thought into going into some type of paint. The nearest distributors is Duron on Route 1 and Sherwin-Williams, I think, on 113. So we think it would work, but a lot of the big paint companies, they don't want to invest money, training, equipment, things of that nature, and time unless you are C1. You know, they don't want to be in a situation where zoning or something could be yanked out from underneath of you for whatever reasons. But mainly, it's money. It's the biggest thing. I got to try to, you know, right now, I was mortgage-free for 15, 20 years. Now I got an $80,000 mortgage trying to keep my doors open. You know, the insurances are, I don't know.
To summarize then for the council here quickly, this is an environmentally sensitive development district. It's a state investment level 2. The interesting thing about this application is there isn't a concern about what this project's going to be if you approve the change of zone from agricultural residential to CR1 as the structure is already located there. As pursuant to a conditional use. There is irony to this application because initially, as you heard testimony, Mr. Cheeseman wanted to change the zone, but due to the nature of the surrounding area, it wasn't appropriate. It was more appropriate for the application to be handled as a conditional use. Now, it wouldn't make any sense to come here with a conditional use application to expand it to paint because the nature of the area has changed and everything around it is now zoned CR1, so it would only make sense now to change the zone to make it conform with the surrounding area, the uses, and the zoning of the surrounding area. As was set forth in the comments from the Planning and Zoning Commission when they approved recommendation, it is consistent with the zoning in the area, and for the same reasons that the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval, the Cheesemans would request that you also recommend approval and, in fact, change the zoning map consistent with the comprehensive land use plan for this property and make it commercial residential one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any questions from council?
So we're assuming that any kind of runoff, stormwater runoff, is going to be handled by whatever ponds or whatnot that
whatever
Bayshore...
Whatever it's been handling it so far, it'll keep on handling it, I guess. Yeah, so. Has there ever been a problem, Mr. Cheeseman, in your...
That's what I just wanted to say. This, the last amount of rain that we had no problems whatsoever.
Good for you. That's great.
Somebody's looking after us. Yeah.
They were actually... The RC Carpet facility was actually approved with all permits from all agencies prior to the woods even being thought about being cleared for the Bayside Plaza to whatever it's called.
Right.
Center.
Okay. No more questions.
Do you have anyone else, Mr. Hutt?
I do not.
Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in behalf of the applicant? Is there anyone here in opposition to the applicant?
Ma'am, are you for it or against it? Okay. Okay. just trying to make sure. Do you want to... Since you've sat here, could you say something, please?
Good afternoon. My name is Sherry Cheeseman, and I'm just nervous right now. But our children, too, they're involved in this family business. Our daughter is involved. She works in the store every day. Our son's involved, so. And my grandson would like to be, but that's not the plan for him. So that's about all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Is there anyone in opposition? If not, at this point, it would be appropriate to close the public hearing and, if deemed appropriate, to close the record.
If there's no objections, it is so done.
Make a motion we adopt CZ-1671.
Mm-hmm. Second.
I have a motion and a second to adopt the ordinance. Was there any discussion? We'll take the vote, and please give the reasons for your vote.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, taking the advice of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and it certainly looks like infill. If anything's infill, this is infill.
Okay, Mr. Wilson.
Yes, and the only one reason for voting for it, it's not going to change anything. It's just going to keep on operating. It's just going to be a matter of paperwork.
Mr. Cole.
Yes, I'll vote yes because it's a as stated, it's an infill. It's compatible with the surrounding uses, and the area has changed, and the nature of the area has changed obviously over the years. And so, a commercial application now is appropriate. Yes.
And Mr. Vincent.
Certainly, with the makeup of the land around it, it certainly needs to be C1, I would think. And based on recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
And for the record, regarding CZ-1671 application of RC Carpets to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 to a CR1 for a certain parcel of land lying and between and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, land lying southeast of Route 24, 1,250 feet south of Route 23, to be located on 13,500 square feet, more or less. I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, folks.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Best of luck to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Lank, next one is Candleberry Creek.
Yes, this is conditional use number 1819, the application of Candleberry Creek, care of Michael Rue, to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for expansion of conditional use number 1265, also referred to as ordinance number 1284, for antiques and craft shop and wildlife and folk art by adding the sale of swing sets, sheds, and garden products to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.05 acres, more or less, lying west of Route 1, 3,540 feet north of Road 198, also known as Truett Road. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on March 25th. I note that the applicant is not present. I gave Robin a phone number. She went out and attempted to call the applicant. There was no answer. So there's no one here on behalf of the application. The ordinance provides that the application be announced, and if no one's in attendance, the council can reject the application for lack of a record.
Well, we pretty much have to. If there's no record, you can't approve anything.
And we did make the attempt to call and got no answer. He just got the recommendation from for the commission for approval just last week. But he was acknowledgement there was he did know that when public hearings are, so we can send him a notice at the same time.
Well, then we would defer this, I assume.
You know what the regulations said? You have to turn it down for lack of a record. It's written right in the code.
Yes, somebody's.
He knew he was supposed to be here.
He knows when the public hearings are.
Mr. Lank,
happens on occasion, but very seldom.
Mr. Lank, there is a record in the fact that the planning and zoning record is introduced today. Would that be considered sufficient record under the ordinance?
As far as the commission make a recommendation?
Mm-hmm.
No, because there's no base of record presented by the applicant.
We vote. No testimony.
Yeah.
It hasn't been accepted.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I mean, we dealt with this years ago, and we just basically, this is the advice we've been given by all the attorneys have basically said that without a record, you're, it's we don't like to do it, but.
Matter of me, I'm just thinking.
No, I know, I'm just saying it. We don't like to do it, but maybe if they come back and have a good argument, we could maybe accelerate another, you know, application.
Right.
So I'll make a motion we adopt, or do you have to read it, Mark, or ever?
Yes.
I guess read the title.
So there's no opportunity to defer at this point.
No.
They're not by the code. We haven't. In the past, we made the attempt. We waited for half hour even to get someone
to show
up. We
called, and he did call.
We did. Robin went out and tried to call, and there was no answer.
And we've called, and sometimes we've waited for them to show up, and I guess we can only do so much. And
true.
Okay.
Read it. Hate to say it. Read it.
The short title is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for expansion of conditional use number 1265, ordinance number 1284, antiques and craft shop and wildlife and folk art by adding the sale of swing sets, shed, and garden products to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 2.05 acres more or less. And I think it should be just established on the record that the applicant was given written notification of the hearing. It was published that the hearing would be today, and someone from the administration did attempt to call them and let them know that the hearing was today so they could show up.
Mr. Moore, we typically make a motion in the affirmative on this particular situation. Should I maybe say that I make a motion to deny because of a lack of a record?
Yes.
Would that be better to do that, and then we vote yes to deny?
How long ago did you
I thought the motion had to be made in the affirmative.
Doesn't have to be. No, it just that's
this
just how we've done
policy.
It. I don't know
is
if
that
it's
right? The motion for applications don't have to be made in the affirmative.
No, we just did that
on
years
these,
ago.
These types have been denied for lack of record because
okay.
There is no record.
Has anyone actually talked to this fellow about this?
Well, we tried to call.
We've already had public.
Trying to call me all the time.
Well, you want to sit here and wait for him?
I know that, but I'm just saying.
All 10
I
times?
I don't know if that's really just, if we can say really contacted.
Well, you never know that they're not going to be here until
yeah, you
the
don't
hearing.
Know.
We sent a letter, right? How long ago?
They get a notice with the, when they get their public notice, they get a copy of the notice and a cover letter, and both notices are included in that notice.
How long ago
both
was that?
Dates. Well, it's been probably 30 days ago.
Okay.
But yeah, it's been recent, and before the commission meeting, so. They get a notice of the commission hearing, a notice of the council hearing,
well,
and a cover
letter.
I misunderstood somebody. I thought somebody said about a week ago. I'm sorry.
No.
Keep in mind, most people make these, so it's a few times that this happens, and it
very
does
seldom.
Happen. You can't control. Anyway, I make a motion that we deny application CU 1819 because of failure to appear at the hearing and due to a lack of record.
Is there a second?
Second. But
motion
how,
second.
How would we get expedited review if he did?
Well, they can come in and tell us why, and if we think it's a legitimate reason, we can.
So we don't have to put that in our motion?
No, we're not doing that. No.
Okay.
No.
A motion second to deny CU 1819 application of Canterbury okay. Creek.
It's my constituent.
Any discussion? Take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Nope, I'm just going to file extension. Went to Florida instead.